Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Oh, it's Friday.
It is
Friday. Come on. Is it feeling more exciting now we're getting closer and closer and closer to some sort of normal life again?
I'm getting really excited for the 12th of April, particularly thinking about going and sitting in a garden somewhere, or a restaurant, like a restaurant garden or a bar's garden or a pub garden.
Yes.
Or something, that eating and drinking something that I haven't got to either cook, make, wash up after,
yeah,
load in the dishwasher or do anything with.
Yeah.
Is what I'm so looking forward to. So?
Yeah, mate, I'm exactly the same. In fact, I was talking to one of my best mates, Tim, the other day, and I was saying, we need to get this Luna's Godfathers, Nick and Tim. And I was saying, we need to get something sorted for after the 12th of April, like the 12th. You know, we could go somewhere really fancy and we could get dressed up and we could have cocktails and sit outside somewhere. And he was like, or we could just go to the pub and sit in the pub garden. I was like, no, that's a much better idea. Like, I'm just craving being in a pub garden. I've even like planned the music that I want playing when I arrive. I'm planning the app. I just want to go and have a really good time.
And also, do you know what? It's baby steps as well, isn't it? Because, yeah, I would love to get really dressed up, but realistically, I don't think I even know how to do that anymore. So I think probably, yeah, I'll need to build up pub garden first. Then, you know, once I've got used to that, being around other humans, then I can work in how to dress again and how to present myself.
This is where you and me differ, because I have got everything, all the outfits ready to go. Like, just don't want any more loungewear. Don't want any, just don't want any of that life anymore. I just want to get back out there. I'm such a social bean. You know, you were saying this to me the other day, weren't you? That actually, I think actually where we're living at the moment, I've been feeling a little bit isolated because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere and lockdown, and there's just fields and sheep everywhere. And I'm a bit like, I think I want to go back to a town and just feel a bit more vibey again. Like, I'd love to walk out and get a coffee. I realise that's not been a reality for virtually everybody for like nearly a year. But when that time comes, I think I want to be back in the mix a bit.
Yeah, no, I've said this to you, haven't I?
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely like that. I mean, I'm not, you love being around loads of different people, and I'm not necessarily like, I don't love like social situations all the time.
Yeah.
But what I do love is even when I'm just on my own, being able to walk and get a coffee to a high street and be around people. I really crave that. I really crave sitting in a coffee shop or something, people watching.
People watching. It's like an episode of Emily in Paris, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
In reality, we're covered in dried food and a bit of snot from our children's breakfast.
I mean, we can dream. We can dream.
How does your weekend look before we get into the Q&A? Have you got anything
how
nice
does
planned?
My weekend look? I actually don't really have any plans this weekend. Saturday, I'm always on my own with the kids.
Yes.
But weirdly, I'm starting to enjoy those times more now. Axel's back at school. Because I feel like ready for it. Like, we're ready to spend time together again. And Judy's excited to see Axel, and it's actually so much nicer. So depending what the weather's like, we'll probably, you know, go somewhere like outdoor
for a walk. I know what you mean about spending the sort of quality time with the kids, because it's exactly the same. Like, Gigi's at nursery, Axel's at school, my two are at preschool and stuff. So I'm feeling like me and Kit's bond has been knocked slightly. I actually wanted to talk about this on our socials. I feel like I'm having to work over sort of overtime to make him love me. He's so daddy heavy at the moment. It's all daddy, daddy, daddy this, daddy that. Daddy, the other day I heard him saying, I think daddy's my best friend. Yeah, daddy is. He's my best friend. He was just saying it to himself. And I was like, that's fine. Like, of course they're going to be close, whatever. But then last night I was putting him to bed and I was like hugging him really tight. And I whispered in his ear, I love you so much, Kit. And he went, where's daddy? Because Dotson wasn't there. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Night, love you so much. But it was just like the way he said it. It was like kind of, I don't really, yeah, really hurtful. But he didn't mean, he didn't mean to do it.
You know what those are?
Is that common?
I'm sure if you scroll back on our Instagram or went through our stories, I'm sure I had this exact thing with Axel. I'm sure we did. And I felt really upset. But now he's like proper on my team, like proper.
Okay.
Like yesterday, James went to go and pick Gigi up from nursery. And I said to Axel, oh, Axel, I love it when it's just me and you. And he went, yeah, that's because I'm your favourite. And I said, I love you all. And he went, yeah, but me just a bit more. And he went, don't worry, I love you a bit more too. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. How the tables have turned.
I'm sure in about six months' time,
it will be different.
Yeah, and I think actually a lot of people listening will go through this at some point, you know. And what is it called? Is it like bias? Not bias parenting. No, that's not right. But when the child has very much like a chosen one, a favourite one, and the other parent can feel a little bit left out. I mean, it's the things that he sort of says in the language that he's like, I know he loves me, but he just comes out with like, you mean to me. You're not kind to me. I don't love you. Like, that's what he said. He didn't love me when he came out of preschool. And the lady Lucy was there, was like, oh, Kit, that's an awful thing to say. And he was like, nope, I don't love her. And I was like, okay, oh gosh. So I'm just going to, basically what I'm going to do this weekend is just make him love me. And I think I might take him off and like shower him with affection so that I become his favourite again.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan to me.
Or presents. Failing that.
Or presents. I think it's just phases, isn't it? Everything's a phase with parenting and they do it. And I don't know if they kind of do it to get your attention or why, but it's all normal. And okay. I think the tables turn, they come back around.
Okay, good.
You'll be the favourite soon.
All right, good. Right, we better get into this chat, otherwise you and me will just gnaws on all day. Today, we decided that we would do a wonderful beauty Q&A with, well, she's pretty much the biggest beauty blogger out there. She's been blogging since 2009. She knows everything there is to know about beauty products. Who are we chatting to today?
Today, we are chatting to Fleur de Force.
So I know that we're talking to a bit of a powerhouse today. Georgia and I followed her for a very, very, she's wincing, a very long time online. She first started blogging back in 2009. She's a mum, YouTuber, influencer, beauty goddess, a bit of an all-round hero, to be honest. Today, welcome to the podcast, Fleur de Force. Hello.
Yay. Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you. At the moment, we always like to ask people, like, actually, how are you? Like, how are you actually?
Today, I'm actually really good. This week, I'm really good. The last couple of weeks have been a bit tough, to be honest, but it's so up and down, isn't it? I feel like it's been a mixed bag, but I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good.
Same. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, up and down, aren't we? We're a bit like one minute we'll be absolutely fine and then the next minute we'll be on the phone to one another crying. And I think that's just the way it is.
Yeah, totally normal. Weirdly not normal, but now it is normal. So
it is.
What part of lockdown have you found the hardest, Fleur?
When my husband went back to work and I'm at home. So when he was working from home, lockdown one, and I felt so bad for saying it at the time, but actually I really enjoyed it because we were in such a happy little space and the sun was out. And he was home all the time. And then this past one, he's been at work. So it's like, it's a lot harder when you're on your own, I think. But, and the weather's been rubbish, which you don't have that like pick me up of the sunshine. And, but yeah, that's probably the hardest bit.
I think we're all kind of used to it and actually thinking, oh, this lockdown or lockdown three will be easy because we've done it before and we know what it's going to be like. But it was the fact that it was so cold and dark that, you know, you couldn't do your exercise outside and you couldn't sit outside in the garden with your kids or find some outside space to hang out in, whatever that looked like for you. So, yeah, there was a lot of indoor stuff going on, which isn't great, is it, for our mental health?
No, no. So, but, you know, the end is in sight now. I'm feeling optimistic that there's only a few months left, so...
What are you going to do, the first thing you're going to do when we're all back to normal? Is it a night out with the girls or is it more travel with the little one or?
God, I don't know. I don't know. Probably just have people around for dinner. Like that's what I missed about. And what seems the weirdest is that there was that little section in the middle of last year where we could do that. You know, like we could have a little dinner parties. And that seems like a long lost dream now, right?
It seems like it didn't even happen. Yeah, I know. And what about you know, your little girl? Like, are you looking forward to being able to have her mates round? I think that's what I feel so bad for my kids. Like, they haven't been able to do those just normal things.
Yeah, you know what? We actually, I pulled her out of nursery. She was not very happy at her first nursery that she went to, and I pulled her out in February last year, kind of seeing that, not like foreshadowing that this was going to happen, but knowing that this was going to be a bit of an issue this year, I was like, you know what, she's probably going to have to spend a lot of time out of nursery. I'm just going to pull her out. So she wasn't at nursery until October last year. She started again, and the difference in her, even just going to nursery, was amazing, and like making little friends. But then she's just turned three. She's just got to the age where she's like, "Mummy, can my little friend come round for a sleepover? Yeah. Can they come and play?" And I'm like, "Not yet. One day."
Yeah. And it's hard because they don't really understand it.
Her nursery's actually done a brilliant job of explaining it to her, and she does get that, like, there's germs, so we mustn't do that, so there's germs. And, you know, she gets it, but she doesn't get it at the same time. Like, I think, you know, it's difficult.
It's hard to explain that they can play at school or nursery, but then they can't play out of school or nursery. They're like, but I played with him yesterday. Why can't I play with him today? It's Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I find that tricky. Like, my, you know, my son's four, so like slightly older, but still he's like, I don't understand, but I'm always playing with him.
Yeah, I think for her as well, she finds it hard with her cousins. She's super close to her cousins. And she doesn't get that. She's, but I see my friends at school. Why can't I see my cousins? You're like, sorry.
My kids blame everything on the virus. So it doesn't matter what it is. Like this morning I said to Kit, why isn't the remote control working? And he just turned around and he went, it's because of the virus. And I was like.
That's a great way out for you.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Why can't mummy cook properly? Because of the virus.
Yeah, but then when the virus is gone, they're going to expect big things.
Well, Georgia teaches me, Flo, if you don't know this relationship, Georgia teaches me to cook. She's the one that's kind of basically keeping my children from not having kind of like all of the problems when they don't get like a proper diet. Because of Georgia, she's an amazing chef.
I'm not an amazing chef. I just enjoy cooking, and there's plenty of things that Zoe's good at that I'm not. So this is just one thing that we talk about a lot.
What are you like as a chef, Fleur? Is it something that you're into, or are they fish fingers and mash every night?
I go through phases. Sometimes I'm like cooking everything. We have a little veg garden as well, so when that's in season, I'm like chefing up everything, using up all the veg in the garden. At the moment, I'm like, oh, fish and chips.
Fish and
chips. Fish fingers.
Sausages. Chicken nuggets. Yeah, brilliant. I'm so glad I'm not the only one. Right, well, listen, today, because you're literally the beauty queen, and obviously you've been doing it since day dot.
I'm not sure about that, but thank you.
You are.
No, you are.
So we thought we would chuck some questions out to our followers. Everybody was so excited that we were getting you on the podcast. So we're going to do a lovely Q&A with you. So let's get into
it. Amazing.
Grill.
George.
So I'm going to kick off with this one. This is actually something I'd like to know as well. Are face rollers any good?
It depends which ones. So I'm a bit lazy, and the only ones I've ever really been able to get on board with are the ice globes that you put in the freezer. Are amazing. Have you guys ever tried those?
I've seen them with the big balls on the end.
Yeah, so they've got like liquid inside, and I think you can get them from Amazon. I know they sell them on Cult Beauty, but they're quite expensive, so if you want to like an entry level one, you can buy them on Amazon. I'd say put them in the fridge. Some of them you can put in the freezer, some of them they say don't put in the freezer. If you put them in the freezer, put them in for a couple of minutes, not too long, so they explode basically. And then they're just super cold and they're amazing. If you put your skincare on first and then use them in the morning, like under your eyes, they're incredible. If you have like a cold, or you know, if you're feeling just like really hot or congested or anything like that, or tension in your face, they are so nice. I love microneedling rollers as well, which is obviously a bit more extreme, and I'd probably not what the person asking that question was asking about, but they're amazing. In terms of jade rollers, I'm not really, I don't use one, but the globes are so good, especially if you're puffy and hot and stressed.
Which most of us parents are.
We are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever used, I'm going to say the name wrong, but is it called like a Hayu or something?
A gua shua, I think it's called. Is it a gua shua? A gua shua. I don't know.
The one that looks
like a, it looks like a little paw.
Like it looks like a heart.
Like a stone. Like a, yes.
Yeah.
A jade heart. Yeah. How do you say it?
I don't know if I'm right.
Say it again.
I thought it was gua shua.
God, gua shua.
I think it's G-U-A-S-H-U-A, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah. I have no idea. I've been saying hawawa for ages, yeah, and thinking
one of those
right.
Jade, it's basically a piece, yeah, of a flat piece of, that sometimes they make them out of quartz, sometimes it's jade. And you basically, that's for, I believe, for like lymphatic drainage. You put it, yes, up your cheek and like, yeah, like really massage that up and out motion. And it does feel nice, but
I
the ice balls
it.
Feel better.
Okay, all right, ice balls.
The ice, right, we need to get some.
This is from Amy. Fleur, have you got any quick fixes for tired eyes? I'm a new mum.
The ice balls.
Yeah, right.
That's like the ultimate. Use the thin end and put them like under your eyes. The other thing I really like are the under eye patches, like the under eye sheet mask. Because, you know, sometimes the sheet mask is quite a, like they're a bit faffy if you're trying to do other stuff. You can't eat with them on.
No.
They're just a bit much sometimes. But the under eye ones are really good. If you want an affordable one, Garnier. They have one called the orange juice one, which sounds bizarre, but it's basically vitamin C. That is brilliant. And if you are wanting to spend a bit more, the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair ones, where
I
you
love
squeeze
those.
Them. Oh, they're so good. So
yeah,
good.
Amazing. They're brilliant. Another tired mum face question. She says she's back to work teaching, so she's having to wear a mask, and the only thing they see obviously is her eyes. So what products could she be using on the eye area?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that I absolutely love, again, if you're time poor, getting up early in the morning like she will be if she's a teacher, there's a brilliant L'Oreal concealer that is called Eye Cream in a Concealer. So it's got like a hyaluronic acid eye cream and concealer in one, and it's really lightweight, so you don't get that like heavy, cakey, kind of overdone
creasy
look.
Yeah.
Really nice. The other thing I would say that I've been doing a lot, and I do in the early mornings, both to save time but also to look a bit more awake, is just put mascara on your top lashes, which I know a lot of people do anyway. But I have always put it on the bottom until recently, and it does make a difference in terms of like looking a little bit more awake. So if you go a little bit brighter with the concealer underneath and then a bit more mascara on the top and none on the bottom, it just kind of lifts everything.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Love that.
And then eyebrows, I guess.
Eyebrows?
So well, you're talking about great,
yeah,
like
yeah,
makeup with a mask on. New brow products that have just launched that are brilliant. There's a new one by Maybelline that is their Ultra Fine. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's literally launching. I don't know if it's just come out or is coming out next week, but it's a super fine pencil. Again, really good, affordable option. And the other product that I love for brows is the Urban Decay double-ended,
yes,
brow one, which has the felt tip on the other end. I'd say that's a bit more, if you're a bit more into your makeup, a bit more confident with your brows, that's,
yeah,
brilliant, because it's got a felt tip on one end and crayon on the other.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, brilliant. This is from Nat. The best eye cream for anti-aging. I'm really interested in this one as well. I've actually got very sensitive eyes, so I basically can't wear any eye cream apart from kind of two that I've
really
found.
Which ones do you wear out of interest?
The Secret, this brand is brilliant, but really, really, really pricey. But it's two women based over in Australia. It's called The Secret.
Okay,
I don't know if you've,
yeah,
tried. It's one of them's actually a mate of mine, but yeah, it's like that end, you know, it's not like you can't go down to Superdrug and get it, but
yeah,
that's the one I can wear. And then really, really simple eye cream is the only one the other one that works for me.
Yeah, I find eye cream really difficult, and I know I'm not alone in that, to actually see results from. But my two favorites, and they're actually both quite affordable. The first one is Indeed Labs Isolix. It's called Isolix 2. I think it's probably the second formulation or whatever, that's why. But that one's really brilliant for, I would use that as a daytime eye cream. It's kind of quite light and kind of firming. And then the other one that I have recently discovered is La Roche-Posay Redermic, which is a retinol eye cream. But it's not too strong. So I personally don't get irritated under my eyes. If you're sensitive,
yeah,
be careful with anything with retinol in it. But they're two really good options.
Yeah, I'm the same with eye cream. I never can work out if it's actually doing anything other than as a base for makeup. Like I find if I don't, you know, if I don't put it on, then certain concealers don't sit right or they look a bit cakey, like you say.
I think it's tricky to make sure you're using the right amount. I think a lot of people use way too much and then you end up putting on concealer and then it turns into a bit of a mess and then you get like...
It goes into the creases.
Yeah.
Georgia, remember what happened to you? What happened to your eyes that one time where I saw you and I was like...
I've got really sensitive eyes like Zoe has. And I can't remember what product it was. It was wasn't it?
It was a product. Well, let's not name it.
Bad. It was so bad. So I am like Zoe said, like really careful with what I put on my eyes.
She was like, "Can you notice it?" And I was like, "Yes."
Did it just go really red?
No, like I couldn't open my eyes.
Oh my god!
Poor thing.
Yeah.
A proper allergic reaction.
Yeah. Proper allergic reaction. Yeah. So, I am very cautious. This is from Charlotte. Best tinted moisturizer when you're in a rush.
So my personal favorite one is the IT Cosmetics CC cream, but that's actually quite high coverage. Like I would say, it's more of a foundation than a tinted moisturizer, but it is really, really good in terms of it's SPF moisturizing and will cover pretty much anything. So if you are trying to do something fast, it's like, bam. But the illuminating version is very, very, very illuminating. And I tend to steer clear of that one.
I was actually going to order that. I've used the normal one and I thought, I'll try the illuminating one like for the summer or whatever, but maybe I won't now.
Maybe like on holiday when you're going really glowy. But for me, I normally like quite a glowy finish. I tried it and it was too much for me.
Is it a bit shimmery and not glowy?
Yeah, I think the original one isn't matte. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that super matte finish. So I think the original one is really like natural looking. Stays well. Yeah, I prefer the original.
Favorite skin treat during your pregnancy? Currently 6 weeks with number two.
I mean, I can't remember what it was back then, but because I'm constantly trying things and like changing things. To be honest, the only things I've really changed in my pregnancy in terms of products that I was using was obviously cutting out things that you're not supposed to use. And it's not the longest list. Again, I'm going to go back to the ice globes as something that is definitely pregnancy safe because I don't want to recommend something that isn't. They just feel amazing and are a definite treat if you take 5 minutes with those. Yeah, I think at 6 weeks as well, like at that point, I just felt totally exhausted and sick. So I think taking a few minutes to do something that's like cooling and massaging my face.
How has your beauty regime and products changed since becoming a mum?
I definitely make less of an effort, that's for sure. To be honest, I think it's changed more in lockdown than from being a mum. And obviously because it's linked to my job, I still do use similar kind of products, but I usually apply them in maybe half the amount of time.
Yeah.
Speed products.
Speed products. And also a lot more under eye concealer probably.
Yeah. Yeah, buckets of it.
Yeah.
top three must-have skincare products. I bet this is going to be really difficult for you to answer.
Specific products, quite difficult, but in terms of ingredients, vitamin C, retinol, hyaluronic acid, and SPF, so four. SPF is like an add-on. Let's have that as a separate one. And for retinol, the best one I've tried is a Drunk Elephant one, but it's very strong, so you have to be very careful with it. Vitamin C, my favorite vitamin C product is a powder express facial kind of wash from Fresh that comes in like a little rip packet that you mix in your hands with water. It comes as like two different powders, you mix them together, it forms a paste, and you do like a 30 second facial and it's like a boost of vitamin C. Literally, if you want something that makes your skin look instantly better, love that.
And that's from Fresh, did you say?
Fresh. I can't remember. I think it's called Glow Powder.
Okay.
Adds to basket.
You need it. You need it. It comes in little sachets. I think you maybe get 12 in a sachet, but so good. If you're going to an event or somewhere, I mean, not at the moment, but one day in the future when you're going to an event or you just want to look really nice, brilliant. And then hyaluronic acid, I find a lot of them much of a muchness because they're all quite similar in terms of texture. The ordinary one is brilliant if you want an affordable one. The Inky List one is also really good. And the La Roche-Posay one is also really good.
Brilliant.
Hydration, if you want a nice boost of hydration.
Yeah. This is from Lucy. How do I stop my corrector and concealer from sinking into my fine lines under my eyes, even when I put powder over the top?
It's really tricky because if you have fine lines under your eyes, which I do as well, it's really hard to get the balance right of the amount of product that you're putting on and still being able to cover any darkness up that you want to cover up, but at the same time, not put too much on that it's going to crease. So I would say go for something that is higher coverage, but use less of it.
Yeah.
And obviously then with the powder, it's a really tricky one as well, because if you put too much powder on, it then gets cakey and then it will crease for being too cakey. So be very, very light-handed in terms of how much product you're using. Again, be very light-handed on the eye cream, and leave it as long as possible before applying makeup for it to really sink in. Because it's all about layering the products, but you don't want to layer on too much.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And a really good product actually that I do like that is higher coverage but you need less of it is the Bare Pro concealer, like stick concealer. It's a little bit heavier, but it is, you need just a tiny, tiny bit of it, and it's a bit more kind of solid if you're worried about creasing. Because if you use more kind of creamy products, they do tend to move a little bit more.
Okay.
We'll be right back after the short break.
Hi, I'm Vernon Kay.
And I'm Holly Mackay.
And we're here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Parenting Past the Pandemic, brought to you by Aviva.
Yes, we're going to be delving into a whole heap of parenting topics, from the generational gap to online safety.
And some of the big topics which have come up through the pandemic, such as helping to manage our kids' anxieties and how we can affect the world they'll grow into.
Parenting Past the Pandemic. Find it wherever you found this podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, welcome back. Back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Where were we?
What is the best lipstick brand if you have dry lips? I like a red coral.
I was
going to
say, that's
one.
A big question. What's the best lipstick?
What's the best lipstick? Yeah. What's the best lipstick brand if you have dry lips? I like red coral one, matte, if possible. She's very specific on what
she
wants.
Wow. Yes. I mean, that is, you know what? I'm not, I haven't been wearing a lot of lipstick in the last year.
Yeah.
Red coral and matte. That's hydrating. I would say MAC. You can't go wrong with MAC, and they do the best reds. I just wouldn't go for their super matte. What's their? I can't remember the name of their super matte finish. But if you go for the next one down, so if you go for like a satin finish or Cream Sheen's probably a bit too creamy in a red. But if you want it to stay on for a long time, but it's all about the finish. So basically, like, don't go for the most matte. Go for the next one down, and then it will be a little bit more hydrating. Or
and
again,
also
layer it up.
Quite conflicting because obviously matte does make your lips go dry, so it's quite
it
hard
does.
To wear matte without having dry lips. But you can always put a little bit of I don't know, pawpaw or something underneath it just to kind of, but then it doesn't look matte.
Exactly. Sometimes I do find, it's been a long time since I've worn a red lipstick. I do find the liquid lips, the MAC ones of those, like the super pigmented ones, are not too drying. Most of those I literally can't use. I have a thing about the texture of them, that velvet matte, like liquid. Ugh, it makes me go funny. I do not like them at all. but the MAC ones are quite hydrating.
Okay.
So perfect. Maybe that's a good option.
We won't be sending you one of those for Christmas, Fleur.
No.
A matte liquid lipstick.
Happy Christmas.
You mentioned the drunk elephant retinol, and someone has written in and asked what a good budget-friendly retinol serum would be.
Yeah, so the drunk elephant one is not budget-friendly. I think it's about £80. But you, in its defence, you use a tiny amount and it works. In terms of budget-friendly options, you're always going to have to compromise somewhat in the strength because they don't tend to be as strong. But yeah, equally, if you're new to using retinol, going in at the deep end with something like Drunk Elephant is probably going to surprise you anyway, because it's it can be quite aggressively strong if you go in hard with it. There's a new one from L'Oreal that I've been trying, that's the Revitalift, from the Revitalift range, that is good. And I'm trying to think of other affordable options. Like I said earlier, the La Roche-Posay Redermic Eye Cream is a really good retinol eye cream as well, which is actually quite hard to find, which doesn't make sense. It does make sense because of the sensitivity issue with retinol, but for me, it's around your eyes is where you want the most anti-aging kind of effect most of the time.
Yeah, right?
Murad do a really fantastic retinol eye cream actually, and a really nice retinol night cream as well. The green one, yeah, I really like that.
They're about, I think are they £75?
Still not budget, are they?
Yeah. What about the Beauty Pie one? The Beauty Pie one. I mean, I've used that, and I've been building up the retinol, and it is quite like it's not very strong. But again, you have to be a member, so I don't know if. If you buy a lot from there, then it works out. But if not, then
it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best mascara, please.
Oh, yeah.
Another big question. My personal favourite always will be the YSL Effect Fossil, which they changed the formula of last year now. And I was very worried, but it's actually still really good. That's my best favourite kind of high-end one. Really good new one that's launched as new Maybelline Sky High. Again, if you're looking for an affordable one, that's brilliant.
I'm a big fan of the Maybelline Big Shot.
Yeah, Maybelline mascaras are just great. And L'Oreal, they're owned by the same company, and they also own YSL. L'Oreal in general, do all the best mascaras. Lancôme, they've just launched a new one that's really good as well. The new Benefit Magnet one is also very good. I'm a bit of a mascara junkie. I try them all. So,
how many do you reckon you've got in your makeup room?
At the moment, I probably have about 8 on the go at the same time, which is really
I thought
bad.
You were going to say like 50 then. 8's fine.
Because I get rid of them fairly regularly, because obviously you're supposed to do that with mascaras because they're going in your eye. So
yeah.
Claire, just tell her we love her.
Oh, thanks, Claire.
That's nice. I think we haven't spoken about cleanser. Someone's just put best cleanser, which obviously is an open question. But what cleansers do you like?
I personally love balm cleansers. Because they just fit, they feel like a treat, like taking 5 minutes out, like an absolute treat for your skin, and almost like you're having a little pamper session, but actually just, it's just part of you washing your face. It's pretty basic, but it feels nice. And my personal favorites, I love the Sarah Chapman Skinesis Ultimate Cleanse is brilliant. That's on the more higher end of the price point, but the there's also a really good brand called SVR, which is a French pharmacy brand. They do a really good cleansing balm, which I like a lot, which is in like a squeezy tube, which is quite handy because I don't love the pots when you have to scrape them out. It's just a bit messy. And there's also a really brilliant one from Arborian, which is called
Arborian. Yeah.
Milk and Peel. They've got a really good cleansing balm. Love that. And I also love, if you don't want to use something quite so heavy, or if you're looking for something to use in the shower, the CeraVe SA cleanser, which is the salicylic acid kind of resurfacing wash. You can use it on your body as well. So if you have not necessarily even, acne or blemish prone skin, but if you want a kind of resurfacing, smoothing wash that is a bit more of a actual wash rather than that balm kind of oil texture, that's really good and quite affordable as well. And then I also really like, there's a new one again, the new L'Oreal Revitalift Hyaluronic Gel Cleanser they've just launched a load of, it's not a new line, that Revitalift line, but they've launched a load of new products into it recently and they're all brilliant. That cleanser is really good. And then micellar water, you can't beat the Garnier ones. They're brilliant and super affordable. Yeah. And then again, another L'Oreal Revitalift, they've just launched one with hyaluronic acid in the micellar water, which is so nice. If you have dry skin, it's just really lovely. Like, it feels a bit heavier than normal micellar.
And is that so, is that the L'Oreal? Is that
the L'Oreal one? It's in a purple, like squared off bottle.
I've never used any L'Oreal skincare. Like, I would, no. And I'm going to try that range now, definitely. But you mentioned it's got like a lot of hyaluronic acid in it. So I will definitely give that a go.
Especially the micellar water. Yeah, like, it really surprised me because it's difficult, isn't it? But I find micellar water, it's one of those things that even if it's £50 or whatever for the Creme de la Mer one, I don't think it's that much different than the cheaper one. Whereas this one, they're actually doing something a little bit different, like the texture. Georgia different to the others.
Georgia kind of changed my skincare routine in the evenings because for years and years and years I would just use micellar water just to take off my eye makeup, and I just found it really hydrating, but also it was really good at getting rid of all of my makeup, you know, from years of like having to cake it on. And then we actually spent the night together once.
Spent the night? That's really dodgy.
So weird. We ended up having to share.
We actually share a bed. Yeah,
we shared a bed. And we were getting ready for bed, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "I'm just doing a cleansing balm." And I was like, "Whoa, what?" And I'd never done
Mind
it.
Blown.
This was only a year ago.
About a year ago. I was like, "Get yourself some flannels."
I love that.
I was like, "Well, every night you use a flannel on your face, and now
clean flannel every
I've been
night.
Really hot flannel on my face. It feels like I'm having a facial from my bathroom.
So nice. Have Isn't you it? Tried the face halos?
No.
Okay, that needs to go on your shopping list as well.
Right. So, okay.
You're writing all this down, George?
I am.
Okay, great. George's,
so
George's
the face halo is basically a microfiber like disc, reusable, like a reusable cotton pad.
I've seen them.
And you can use them without any product, like just hot water, and they take off all of your makeup with just hot water. I had heard about, it's actually, I think Chloe Morello, who's actually another YouTuber, who's an Australian girl who does a similar kind of thing to me. It's actually her company, or I don't know if she owns the whole company, but she's involved in the company. And so I'd seen them and I just thought, oh, I don't know if I really believe that's going to work. Used it for the first time. I was like, revolutionary.
Really?
So, so good. And I actually use it with micellar and it just, takes everything off, or in the place of using a flannel as well, because it's that extra kind of cleanse.
Yeah.
Really, really good. They're expensive. I think about £18 for three, which seems a lot for like a little piece of material, but they are really good. But get the black ones.
Failing black that, ones. Just use your Nana's flannel.
The white ones stain with your mascara, so they end up looking pretty manky quite quickly, but the black ones...
Get the black ones. Fine.
What to do about spider veins on your face? Help.
I don't think there's anything, as far as I know, I'm probably not qualified to answer this, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anything you can do from a product point of view.
Yeah.
You'd have to go and see a dermatologist or...
Yeah.
I think you can get them lasered, but...
Yeah. I think my husband had one, some around here, and he had them lasered, but actually they have just come back. So
have they?
Yeah. Maybe he did something wrong or went in the sun. I don't know what it was, but they
are
did
they
come
like
back.
Thread veins that you get on your legs? You know, some women get thread veins on their legs, don't they?
Yeah, I've got a few like in the crease of my nose. Like if you like go like that, you can see them, but I'm not sure. I think you can get them lasered, but like you say, I don't know how successful it is or how
I guess it depends how much it bothers you, doesn't it?
Is
the double cleanse really essential? I only wear a bit of concealer and bronzer, no foundations or mascara.
You know what, there's so much chat about double cleansing. For me, I do it when I'm wearing makeup. If I'm not wearing any makeup, I'll just cleanse thoroughly once. I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Some people would say yes, I say sometimes. I think if you wear a lot of makeup, it's a good thing to do. And like, you know, it's the same thing with micellar. It's a great product to remove makeup, but it's not really like properly cleansing your skin underneath. So, I mean, if you're wearing makeup, I'd say it's always best to do it. But like, I don't do it in the morning. I just wash my face once in the morning.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I don't do a double cleanse in the morning.
I actually just do freezing cold water on my face in the morning. I watched, who's the supermodel? Irina, what's her surname? Irina
Shayk?
Is it? Shayk? Say again? Shake. Something like that. She's so beautiful. She used to be with Bradley Cooper, you know, the one with the really beautiful kind of rosebud lips. Yeah. And I was watching her. She did this like My Beauty regime with Vogue. They were filming her and she basically had these like the ice rollers and she put it all over her face and she went, "That's how we wake up in Russia." And I was like, oh, she's onto something here. So now I'm just like freezing cold water. Yeah, just freezing. But it does kind of get you away. I mean, there's that whole kind of method of being in freezing cold showers and ice baths.
Yeah, having a cold shower. Yeah. There's a guy, I started running in the last lockdown and I see this guy who runs topless every single day. Not the sort of guy that I would particularly enjoy looking at topless. In the nicest possible way.
Bless him.
But I'm like, what is that? And then my husband said, oh, it's this Wim Hof method or something. Okay. And it's the whole, it's the running into cold water. Anyway, he's been doing it all throughout the winter. And
wow, topless.
Working for him, topless, yep.
Amazing, love that. Flo, if the sort of the world was ending and you had to grab one product, what would that product be? Yeah, no, you can only take... Or could you want three? Like, I don't know. So that's three. Like saying somebody that's says fair. To me, what's your favourite song? I'm like, oh, God, that's such a hard question.
Definitely concealer. And I would probably take the Bare Minerals. Either the Bare Pro or the original liquid concealer. And then mascara, the YSL mascara. And then probably sun cream of any
sun
description.
We haven't talked about hair either, George.
No,
I feel like we
need one has sent in any questions.
No, someone
said... Oh, hang on. Someone says, how you managed your lockdown hair?
Well, I dyed it pink a few weeks ago and now it's just stayed a little bit orangey at the top. So my hairdresser's not going to be very happy with me. To be honest, my hair is super low maintenance because I only ever get balayage. I only dye it once every 6 months anyway. And I cut it probably 3 times a year. So I'm actually quite lucky in that respect. Although I have started going a lot more grey since I had a baby, which I wasn't expecting. All of that hair loss at the front that comes out has grown back like half grey. I'm like, what? Sorry.
It's so depressing, isn't it? Like I just never put my head down for anything. Now look, even if I have to pick something up, I go.
And are you using anything for like the condition at the moment, like any masks or like I don't know anything?
Yeah, I do use hair masks. I use them anyway though, so I don't think I've massively changed it. I love Pureology as a brand and their hydrate range is just brilliant. If you color your hair anyway, it's really, I've been using it on and off for years, it's really good for keeping your color true, which until a couple of weeks ago when I dyed it pink was going well, but now it's not so good. And then they do a really good mask as well. I also use a purple shampoo mask that's called, I think it's called like Unique, that I buy on Amazon, that is ridiculously strong. If you ever need to knock any warmth out of blonde hair, it's probably terrible for your hair. I don't know, but it works. And what other hair products? I also really rate, there's a new, God, I sound like I'm sponsored by L'Oreal. I really am. I literally haven't been.
Is it this hair water thing?
Yes, the water.
I haven't
done any paid campaigns on any of these L'Oreal products I'm talking about. It's like, they're just all really good. The water that you put, I had the Kerastase version, which again, same parent company. So basically very similar formulation. And it's like 40 quid a bottle and I loved it. And now they've just launched the liquid conditioner. Have you tried it?
No, I'm going to wash my hair after this and I'm going to try it. I've got it out of the cupboard.
What is it?
Try.
It's really weird. It's like, I think it's called like lamella water. So it's like micellar, I don't know. But it's liquid, but it's a conditioner. It literally looks like micellar water. It's a clear liquid that you put on. I actually use it as well as conditioning. So I'll do my shampoo, do my conditioner, then do this. And you wash it, basically immediately wash it off. It's like a rinse.
Okay.
And it really is just like really nice for the kind of condition and feel of the ends of your hair. I wouldn't put it anywhere near my scalp.
Why? Because it'd be too heavy.
I've got quite a sensitive scalp. So, and it's quite chemically, like I just think it would be a bad idea. It looks like the stuff that would probably sting. So, and just irritate. Do you know what I mean? So just put it right on the ends where my hair's all a bit dry, and it's so nice.
Okay, what, I'm going to give it a go after this. Actually,
try it.
I'd will love, you ping like, me the link, George? Because I want to hit. I want to.
I will. I'm thinking if I got it, like.
You can see it over there. She's somewhere. In her bedroom.
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom.
It's really odd products. I remember when I first discovered the Kerastase version, I was like, what? My friend recommended it to me. I was like, I don't believe this is going to do anything. It's liquid. Because, you know, like conditioner.
It's very thin,
usually the
isn't
heavier,
it?
The better in terms of like, it's very odd, but it's nice. Really nice.
Which like hair kind of, I don't know, like hair dryer or hair tongs straightener do you use? Which brand do you love, or do you kind of mix them up?
I go between Dyson and GHD. So and that's another thing that I've tried to do in lockdown is to use less heat on my hair, which is obviously a lot easier because if you're not going anywhere or filming anything, I just tie my hair up. So I have been like trying to avoid heat a little bit. But when I do waves, I'll use the GHD waving wand, which is the clipless oval one, not the one that goes like a cone and gets thinner at the end.
Yeah.
The oval one is so good. And I've used it I did a campaign with them when they launched it, I think, which was about 6 years ago. And I've used it since then. And it's just brilliant. And then for straighteners, I use the Dyson straighteners and the Dyson hairdryer. And when I curl my hair now, if I want like more of a bouncy curl as opposed to like a, like, you know, a bit of a messy wave, I'll use the Dyson straighteners. Are so good for curling. I've never been able to totally master the wave or the curl with GHDs. They just never last and they always look a bit funny and I can't do the back properly. But with the Dyson Corral straighteners, they give you like, it's just the perfect tension and they're just brilliant for curling and they've like answered that question for me.
And they're cordless.
And they're cordless, which really helps when you need to turn, yeah. So they're brilliant. Good. Although the battery's not quite long enough. The battery needs to up the game, but I think they probably will.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they always bring out a new version of everything, don't they?
Just trying to get all your money.
They will.
You just want to spend it because their products are so good.
There'll be a new one. And I think like Zara and I love glowy skin. So what's your like number one makeup product for getting that glow?
Sadly, my favourite highlighter of all time is Becca's Champagne Pop, which they are closing. Which, did you see that? That's so sad. Such great products. So yeah, stock up now if you like that. I also love Iconic do amazing and an incredible liquid highlighter that if you're not into that really heavy makeup look and you don't want like bam highlighter, it's really good to put underneath or mix into things and kind of use it as a drop in a little bit of other product as opposed to having that super strong highlighter. I really like that. And then I also think I love spray, like finishing sprays. I think they're just so nice in terms of leaving your skin feeling and looking kind of juicy as opposed to like too heavy with makeup. I mean, and there's a million of those I like. The Elizabeth Arden 8-hour one is great. Sarah's Ink is great, which is more of a toner, but you can put it on top of your makeup as well. The Hourglass one is really good. The Caudalie one is lovely. It's never ending. Facial mists.
I could just see all like literally I'll have no money left in about an hour. That's it. It's all gone. I've bought all of these products.
Love that. I feel like we could chat to you about beauty all day, but we've got to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute treat. And can you just let us know what's coming next for you? Like when can we, are you working on anything new?
I am working on something really exciting that's totally different for me. And it's a little bit of a sidestep. But I can't tell you what it is.
Is it fashion?
It's not fashion, but it almost.
Ooh, okay. Any guesses? Let us know.
Well, we can't wait for that.
Much.
Thank you so much for coming on. And
thanks so much, guys.
Maybe we'll get to see you for a glass of wine when lockdown's over.
I would love that. One day in 2025.
Yeah.
We're out again.
Well, I've got no money left. That's me now. That's me done. I probably won't be going to the pub because I won't have any money to spend.
Well, she's so knowledgeable.
Spent it all on beauty.
Me too. Isn't she amazing? She knows everything.
I know, she really does. And just what I really liked is that she gave lots of budget-friendly options as well. Like L'Oreal for skincare, I've genuinely never really thought of. I don't spend loads and loads on my skincare, but it's definitely where I do spend more money. And now I am. Do you know what? I'm probably going to nip up to Boots after this and go and try and buy some.
Yeah. And also The Ordinary she mentioned, which is a really good beauty, a budget beauty brand that we love.
Yeah.
She also talked about the Maybelline. Yes. Maybelline mascara is in there as well. So hopefully you've got a bit of a range of products from more high end to some more kind of budget buys, which we absolutely swear by. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. We're going to be back on Tuesday, but as always, we'd love you to rate, review and subscribe or follow the podcast.
Yeah. And if you have, you know, got any suggestions for people you'd like us to have on for a Q&A episode, you know, like there might be questions you're dying to ask somebody, then please do send them our way. You can DM us on Instagram at Made by Mummers, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Have a lovely weekend.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.